is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A super typhoon slammed into the eastern Philippines early Sunday with ferocious winds. Roughly a million people are evacuating. The main international airport in Manila has been closed. Typhoon Goni hit at dawn with sustained winds of 140 miles per hour and gusts of 174 miles per hour. The Philippine Weather Agency says it's blowing west towards densely populated regions, including Manila, as well as rain-soaked provinces still recovering from a typhoon that hit a week ago and left at least 22 people dead. The military and national police, along with the Coast Guard and firefighters, have been put on full alert. Again, about 1 million people have been preemptively moved into shelters, mostly schools and government buildings. French police say a Greek Orthodox priest is recovering after being shot while closing his church in the city of Lyon. The city prosecutor said police arrested an unarmed individual who resembled descriptions of the gunman. A police official says the priest was shot in the abdomen with a hunting rifle and taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. The motive for the shooting is still unclear. It happened 2 days after an Islamic extremist knife attack at a Catholic church in the city of Nice that killed three people, and amid tensions over a French newspaper's publication of caricatures mocking the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Residents of Izmir, Turkey, flocked to parks for safety this weekend, staying away from homes damaged in Friday's earthquake in case of more tremors. The quake hit western Turkey, killing at least 35 people and injured hundreds more. Rescue operations are continuing amid the rubble. Turkey is crisscrossed by fault lines and prone to earthquakes. This is VOA News. 2 days and counting until the presidential election in the United States, and coronavirus cases rage across the country. The United States has recorded its worst week of known coronavirus infections, with more than 500,000 new cases reported and a single-day record of over 99,700 new cases on Friday. The country has surpassed 9 million cases nationwide. And in Europe, Britain announced broad new restrictions that effectively establish a national lockdown, joining France, Germany, Belgium, and Ireland in shutting down large parts of their countries. Europe is experiencing a brutal second wave of coronavirus infections. On the election front in the United States, a record 90 million people have already voted, and the country is on course to cross 150 million early votes, and for the first time. Although many winners may be quickly called on election night, the increase in mail voting because of the pandemic could delay the release results in many key states. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon paid tribute to James Bond actor Sir Sean Connery on Saturday, following his death at the age of 90. The politician described the film icon as one of the world's greatest actors in a home video released on the day of his death. Reflecting on Connery's Scottish roots, Sturgeon said the nation of Scotland is mourning one of their best-loved sons. The actor was best known for his role as the charismatic secret agent James Bond, though he had humble beginnings in Scotland. The International Space Station was a cramped, humid, puny three rooms when the first crew moved in. 20 years and 241 visitors later, the complex has a lookout tower, three toilets, six sleeping compartments, and 12 rooms, depending on just how you count. Monday marks two decades of a steady stream of people living there. Astronauts from 19 countries have floated through the space station hatches, including many repeat visitors who arrived on shuttles for short-term construction work, and several tourists who paid their own way. And again, residents of Izmir, Turkey, flocked to parks for safety this weekend, staying away from homes damaged in Friday's earthquake in case of more tremors. The quake hit western Turkey, killing at least 35 people and injured hundreds more. Rescue operations are continuing amid the rubble. Turkey is crisscrossed by fault lines and prone to earthquakes. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.